On the top floor of the Park University Alumni Building, a group of students is about to enter a room and each in turn explain how the class is comprised of several different religions, ethnic origins, and social classes. But before that, one student defines a couple words around which this performance piece will be based.
Stereotype, a simplified and standardized conception or image invested with special meaning and held in common by members of a group. Prejudice, unreasonable feelings, opinions, or attitudes, especially of a hostile nature.
The class and this play are called Acting Beyond Prejudice and was started a dozen years ago by Professor Marcia Morgan. She says it was inspired by the fact that students of color were finding the surrounding community less than hospitable.
More and more from my students, I was getting reports about, you know, driving through, especially Riverside, that area. It was back when the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan was located down there. And constantly being stopped, anybody of color, anybody of, you know, that looked remotely like they weren't just white bread. They were constantly stopping them, yanking them out of the cars, throwing them up against the side of the cars. I was getting, you know, the first time I thought about it, it was like, I think you're exaggerating a little bit here. But I kept hearing it more and more from more and more people.
The class Acting Beyond Prejudice was subsequently born and always concludes with the performance of a play that addresses issues of race, gender, and other traits that identify yet divide people. This year's student co-writer is Rebecca Rose, who says she pulled the class to find that place where their differences and prejudices meet.
I was just surprised at some of the prejudices that people have, and I was also surprised at how protective people are of their views and that kind of a thing. It was really hard to write the script because people had a lot of trouble, you know, just protecting their views and trying to not make people look like villains, you know, when you're trying to portray something.
Because Park University's student government unanimously approved in January an on-campus group for gay and lesbian students, homophobia crops up in this year's script. And since Park University has always prided itself in its international students, their experiences demand attention as well. Gabriela Carvalho is a senior from Sao Paulo, Brazil, and shares the stereotypes she's encountered since arriving in Parkville.
Well, it always happened that people always started speaking Spanish to me because they hear my accent and they think that I speak Spanish, which is not true, and when I tell them I don't speak Spanish, they were like, oh, you're not from Mexico? I was like, no. So, and it happens all the time. In 4 years that I've been living here in America, it happens every day.
Shimpei Kawasaki, who hails from Japan, agrees that it's his language that confounds people.
Well, people make fun of, like, Chinese or Asian accent, like Chongqing kind of sound. And I hated it. And then people made fun of, like, whenever I speak in a class or in public, I have been called, like, names.
And international student Michael Eade from London, England, has endured several years of Americans finding his accent alternately funny and sexy. But he says it's been important to shrug it off and move past it in order to keep his own prejudices at bay.
If you have time for everyone and show a bit of respect for people, then they usually talk to you and you usually find out they're quite nice people deep down, etc., you know?
If past years are any barometer, next year's production of Acting Beyond Prejudice will change again, depending on, in more ways than one, where the students are coming from. Steve Walker, KCOR News.